Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Noah's excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
We are able to grow. Father, thank you for this afternoon. Thank you for your word. Thank you because it will give life. It will give life. It will give life again in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Thank you, choir. Hallelujah. This afternoon, I'm going to talk on the new man in Christ. New man in Christ. Where are our pastors? Okay. Hallelujah. I'm appreciating God Almighty for this time. He wants to share the word of the Lord with us. I appreciate my husband, Pastor Shiyu, your son Imbi. Hallelujah. If you want to clap, clap well for him. Amen. Amen. I'm seeing something at the back. Bro Shiju. Wonderful. New life in Christ. A natural man, you know, they would do that. They would do that. Look at him backing his daughter. Hallelujah. I know some of them have done a pastor. Pastor Ogi, you know, Father now. Yeah, all of them. But this one is unique. Hallelujah. Amen. May the Lord help our younger generations in Jesus' name. You know, there are so many things that you will need to learn and learn and learn. Some things in the past, you know, we just look at it, it's my wife. She's the one that will do this. But now things are changing. Things are changing. Don't leave your wife to everything. You should make yourself available even to her. God bless you men in the house. Hallelujah. Amen. Go to the kitchen. Cook. Wash clothes. Do necessary things. It's part of new life and a new man. You can look at it as a natural thing, but it's part of it. That is family for you. Amen. 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 I love you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we want to talk about new man in Christ. This scripture says in the 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Let me take it from verse 14. It says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, is what?" Can we read that verse together? "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Hallelujah. All things are passed away. All the pastors, the deacons, you are blessed in Jesus' name. All things are passed away. You know, as a child of God, or before you are known as a child of God, you had a way of life. You were living in your own world. You were doing things in your own way. The understanding at that time was for you, just you were used to it. But at a point, there was a change. And that came by the reason of the word that you hear or you heard at that time. Or maybe you have not even heard it. That is the word, the salvation, the word of salvation. In the book of Romans chapter 3, 23, it says, "All have done what? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have missed their path. All have gone in their own understanding, in their ways, until Christ came into their life." And that is why you and I, we are able to stand here or come here and come to the presence of the Lord and receive his word, and that's the word of life. The Bible made us to know that in verse 15, it says, "And that he died for her, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves." You have been born again. You have received salvation. You have received the power of God. You have received the touch of God in your life. But it says something that you must not remain like that. You must not live to yourself. Don't live to yourself. But unto him which died for them and rose again. We are to live for Christ. I can't just imagine me or someone else, you know, I have received Christ and I continued in my ways of life. An illustration of a dog came to my mind. It says that a dog, you know, when you are this psychologist, maybe Maslow or something like that, you know, a dog that has been tied down for a long time, and suddenly you allow the dog to go, or when the dog was losing, the dog remained there, just stayed there, because he didn't know that he has been delivered. He didn't know that he has been let loose. He remains. But here the Lord is telling us that those of us that have received him, those of us that have been born again, that we should not, is a warning. Is a warning from Paul that we should not remain. We should separate. We should make a necessary adjustment. Our nature must change. The old nature must pass away. It's so easy with the old nature. At the same time, it wasn't easy. Because some things were difficult. To understand the word of God, to pray, to worship, to go to... No, it was difficult. So I said, we must break away from that and have a new mind. And have a new life. And not to ourselves, but to God, who has delivered us. It says he has delivered us from what? From the power of darkness. And he has brought us even to a new life. That new life is Christ. That new life is the Lord. Jesus Christ himself is life. There are so many things we have had this morning that we have power, you know, after that the Holy Ghost, you know. It's the power of God that Christ has given unto us. And if we continue in our old ways, we will not have that power. We were recreated. Not that, you know, you died and like that. But you were recreated. That you are created as a new nature, as a new being, as a new person who has the power of God, who has the authority of God, who has everything that is Christ. The story of the woman in the book of John chapter 4 that talks about the woman that was at the well. When the woman saw the Lord Jesus Christ, that woman, you know, initially she didn't know. But Jesus Christ had to introduce himself to this woman. That I am this, I am that. I will give you water of life. By that reason, that woman, she just believed what the man was saying. And what made her believe what the man was saying was the testimony. What happened to that woman? Jesus was able to give a prophetic word about the woman. Because a story was told to her. Without her telling the Lord Jesus Christ, everything about her, she said, oh, I have this husband, and Jesus Christ said, not even that one that you have. You are this, you know, the seven, even the one that you are with is not your husband. You can imagine someone coming to you and telling you that, this is how your life is. Will you not follow that person? And that is why we see so many people out there. Once they go to one pastor, like I said, they would download the story of their lives. Whether by one for Joe or something like that, they will just download. And at that moment, they will begin to follow. When this woman heard about the story of her life and Jesus Christ made himself known to her, she made up her mind. She said, yes, this is Christ. I have seen Christ. Because it's a kind of mystery to her. For the son to come and be saying this and that to her. And immediately she believed. Immediately she followed the Lord Jesus Christ. How did she follow? No, she was proclaiming the name of the Lord. Said, I met the Lord. Can we quickly look at that before coming back to the scripture, our text? When the Lord Jesus Christ said in verse 18, he said, for thou hast had 5 husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that say thou truly. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Her eyes were opened. Our father worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship. God is the Spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Then said unto her, I that speak unto thee, I am he. You'll be shocked that the Messiah is the one talking to me. She was shocked. And immediately, if you read from verse 34, okay? Hallelujah. Let me leave that. It says 26, says, I that speak unto thee, I am he. And immediately the woman dropped her water pot and went out in verse 29. Says, come see a man which told me all the things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. She proclaimed. Because the Lord Jesus Christ spoke the story of her life and gave her an assurance that, okay, this is where you should worship. These are the things that you must do. You know, the Jews, they didn't believe that they can serve in any other place. They believed that their worship was just on that mountain, that Jerusalem, no more. But when Jesus Christ opened the eyes of this woman, she was able to tell other people that this is Christ. May the Lord Jesus Christ reveal himself to you freely in the name of Jesus. So being a new creature in Christ means that your eyes must be opened. If your eyes are not opened, you will not be able to follow the Lord Jesus Christ fully. As a new creature, we are to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord. A new man must be filled. It's talking about your growth process. Something new is something that is unique. That means there was an old thing and a new thing, a refreshed thing. A new life, a new unveiling. So there was an unveiling. It was when your eyes are opened, when your understanding are opened, when your knowledge are opened, that is when you'll be able to receive the power of God. You cannot receive it without understanding. We cannot receive it without knowing what the Lord has spoken in the past. It says that in Acts 1, it says that you shall be filled with power, after which the Holy Ghost will come upon you. That is the benefit of being a new person in Christ. You receive a new thing, things that you have not received before, things that you have not known how to do before. A change, a transformation will take place. Romans chapter 12 verse 2 talks about transformation. Romans 12 verse 2. It says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. If your eyes are not opened, if you don't have understanding, you cannot come even to the perfect will of the Lord. We are talking about a new man in Christ. A new man will receive understanding, will receive power by the renewing of your mind. Your minds are not just renewed for fun. Your minds are renewed to receive. So renew a thing is that you are reestablishing a thing. You are making some things new. It has been in the old form, but a touch comes to it. That is what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. A new touch. A new life. A new thing begin to happen. Hallelujah. When you have a new life, when you have a new thing, it says that you'll be able to prove what things that are good. That means that your judgment, your thinking about the things of God, about the things of this life, about the things of the Spirit, you'll be able to judge. Many a times we walk, you know, with our eyes closed. We just do things anyhow. Things that are not pleasing us to the Lord. Verse 1 talks about doing things that are pleasing and acceptable to the Lord. But if your eyes are not open, if your minds are not renewed, you will not be able to do things that are acceptable. You will not be able to do things that are right before God. Hallelujah. So I want us to look at things that God gives to us when our minds, all the things that God gives to us when our minds are renewed, when our mind receives the power and the life of Christ. One major thing is this eternal life. It's eternal life. John 3:3. John 3:3. Then Jesus answered and said unto him, very, very, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And verse 16 talks about, say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Your belief gives you this eternal life. Your belief, the renewal of your mind gives you eternal life in Christ. And we have heard it severally about eternal life, that eternal life is not something that we will get in future. Eternal life is what we are experiencing now, what we have now, what we do in the Lord. With this eternal life in us, will not be barren. Will not be barren. We walk as children that has the life of Christ in us. We do things that are pleasing. Ephesians 4:24 talks about all these things that we as believers, as children of God, who has a new life, things that we need to live with, things that are newly created in us, things that the Lord has worked in us. We have all this, says that we should put on things, some things, those are the eternal things. Those are the things that the Lord himself will look at us and then he accepts us the way that he has made us able to be. Can we quickly look at that? Ephesians chapter 4. My time is almost gone. Ephesians chapter 4. Hallelujah. So I said that we have eternal life. And I've said that we need to renew our minds. And here we are told that for us, even in renewal of mind, in working eternal purposes of God, that we put on these things. Verse 24 says, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have no gift, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Hallelujah. We are talking about the new man. And I said about eternal life. Anyone that has eternal life, all these negative things must not be. It must not be. It's a life of Christ in us. And as a child of God, all these things must be put away. Because we are saying that we are new people, a new man, a new spirit, a new thought, a new hope. And all these things must be done away with. Because we have the life of Christ living in us. I can't just imagine saying ills about my neighbors. Some don't even care. Some give slanderous things about people around them because they want maybe acceptance or maybe that person has done one thing or the other, even to him or her, and that they'll talk ill of that person. Also says verse 26 that we should not be angry and sin not. Remember, we were coming from a life, and that we should not remain in that life. We should take up the life of Christ as a new person, as a new created being. We are new creature in Christ. All things are passed away. Anger is something of old. Lying is something of old. Stealing is something of old. And giving place to the devil of doing things contrary to the will of God. You know, I thought of that giving place to the devil. Someone comes from your family and tell you that, I will tell you that, there is one Baba there. As a child of God, you don't need it. You don't need it. You are a new creature in Christ. You have a new life in Christ. There are other things that a new man must possess. A new man must be ready to walk with the Lord. A new man must be ready to walk with the things of the Spirit. A new man must be ready to serve and be ready to give. Your service or your giving in the house of the Lord it shows that you are a follower of Christ. It shows that you are a lover of Christ. It shows that you are not empty. You have a life in you. You have Christ in you. You are a new person. All things must be passed away. All things must be done away. We don't give room to the devil. You don't allow anything, corrupt communication. Talks about corrupt communication, that means you are talking ills of others. You are saying things against the name of the Lord. Those are corrupt things that must be done away with. Our essence as children of God is to edify. We edify ourselves. We edify the body. We edify. You build. Says we should build ourselves in the most holy faith. You build yourself. To edify is to build. Some of us, we are called for an assignment. Assignment as leaders, assignment as pastors, assignment as evangelists. What are you doing with that? A new man in Christ will run with it and will make it, even in doing that which God has called him or her to do. Hallelujah. Says that verse 30 says, grieve not the Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. A new man in Christ will possess what is right and what is good. Be kind one to another. Many are not kind. Many are not kind. It says, be kind one to another. Be tender-hearted. Many are finding it difficult even to surrender, to submit, to release themselves. A new person in Christ should be able to do these things easily by the presence and the Spirit of the Lord. Says Christ has done it before. He has forgiven. Christ has given us grace even to do this. And we shall be able to do it successfully in the name of Jesus. May the Lord help us as we have become new people, even in the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Can we stand to our feet as we begin to bless the Lord? It says, you are a new creature. You are a new creature in Christ. It says, all things are passed away. All things are become new. Those things that are new in my life, oh Lord God, I pray that it will be permanent. It will be permanent. To serve the Lord will be permanent. To give to the Lord, it will be permanent. In the name of Jesus, to hear instruction, to be obedient, oh Lord God, let this, oh Lord God, let it be in me. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you will help us even to do away with things that does not have eternal value. We pray, oh Lord God, that you help us even to do away with bitterness. We ask, oh Lord God, that you help us even to do away, oh Lord, with unrighteousness. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you help us even to do away with things that are not holy. Things that are not pure. Things that are not right. Things that will not make us even to be right before you. Things that will not make us even to be a real man. Even in Christ. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will help us even to stand right. In the name of Jesus, help us, O Lord. Help us, O Lord, that we will see ourselves being renewed. That we are not just believers. We are not just followers. We are not just born again. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We are able to grow. Father, thank you for this afternoon. Thank you for your word. Thank you because it will give life. It will give life. It will give life again in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Thank you, choir. Hallelujah. This afternoon, I'm going to talk on the new man in Christ. New man in Christ. We are our pastors. Okay. Hallelujah. I'm appreciating God Almighty for this time, even to share the word of the Lord with us. I appreciate my husband, Pastor Shiyu, your son Imbi. Hallelujah. If you want to clap, clap well for him. Amen. Amen. I'm seeing something at the back. Bro Shiju. Wonderful. New life in Christ. A natural man, you know, they would do that. They would do that. Look at him backing his daughter. Hallelujah. I know some of them have done a pastor. Pastor Ogi, you know, Father now. All of them. But this one is unique. Hallelujah. Amen. May the Lord help our younger generations in Jesus' name. You know, there are so many things that you will need to learn and learn and learn. Some things in the past, you know, we just look at it as it's my wife. She's the one that will do this. But now things are changing. Things are changing. Don't leave your wife to everything. You should make yourself available even to assist. God bless you men in the house. Hallelujah. Amen. Go to the kitchen. Cook. Wash clothes. Do necessary things. It's part of new life and a new man. You can look at it as a natural thing, but it's part of it. That is family for you. Amen. 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 I love you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we want to talk about new man in Christ. This scripture says in the 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Let me take it from verse 14. It says, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, is what? Can we read that verse together? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Hallelujah. All things are passed away. All the pastors, the deacons, you are blessed in Jesus' name. All things are passed away. You know, as a child of God, or before you are known as a child of God, you had a way of life. You were living in your own world. You were doing things in your own way. The understanding at that time was for you, just you were used to it. But at a point, there was a change. And that came by the reason of the word that you hear or you heard at that time. Or maybe you have not even heard it. That is the word, the salvation, the word of salvation. In the book of Romans chapter 3, 23, it says, all have done what? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have missed their path. All have gone in their own understanding, in their ways, until Christ came into their life. And that is why you and I, we are able to stand here or come here and come to the presence of the Lord and receive His word, and that's the word of life. The Bible made us to know that in verse 15, it says, and that He died for her, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves. You have been born again. You have received salvation. You have received the power of God. You have received the touch of God in your life. But it says something, that you must not remain like that. You must not live to yourself. Don't live to yourself, but unto Him which died for them and rose again. We are to live for Christ. I can't just imagine me or someone else, you know, I have received Christ and I continued in my ways of life. An illustration of a dog came to my mind. It says that a dog, you know, when you are this psychologist, maybe Maslow or something like that, you know, a dog that has been tied down for a long time, and suddenly you allow the dog to go, or when the dog was losing, the dog remained there, just stayed there, because he didn't know that he has been delivered. He didn't know that he has been let loose. He remains. But here the Lord is telling us that those of us that have received Him, those of us that have been born again, that we should not. It's a warning from Paul that we should not remain. We should separate. We should make a necessary adjustment. Our nature must change. The old nature must pass away. It's so easy with the old nature. At the same time, it wasn't easy, because some things were difficult. To understand the word of God, to pray, to worship, to go to, no, it was difficult. So I said, we must break away from that and have a new mind and have a new life. And not to ourselves, but to God, who has delivered us. It says He has delivered us from what? From the power of darkness. And He has brought us even to a new life. That new life is Christ. That new life is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, His life. There are so many things we have had it this morning, that we have power, you know, after that, the Holy Ghost, you know. It's the power of God that Christ has given unto us. And if we continue in our old ways, we will not have that power. We were recreated. Not that, you know, you died and like that. But you were recreated. You are created as a new nature, as a new being, as a new person who has the power of God, who has the authority of God, who has everything that is Christ. The story of the woman in the book of John chapter 4 that talks about the woman that was at the well. when the woman saw the Lord Jesus Christ, that woman, you know, initially she didn't know. But Jesus Christ had to introduce himself to this woman. That I am this, I am that. I will give you water of life. By that reason, that woman, she just believed what the man was saying. And what made her believe what the man was saying was the testimony. What happened to that woman? Jesus was able to give a prophetic word about the woman. Because a story was told to her, without her telling the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything about her, she said, oh, I have this husband. And Jesus Christ said, not even that one that you have. You are this, you know, the seven, even the one that you are with is not your husband. You can imagine someone coming to you and telling you that, this is how your life is. Will you not follow that person? And that is why we see so many people out there. Once they go to one pastor, like I said, they would download the story of their lives, whether by one for Joe or something like that. They will just download, and at that moment they will begin to follow. When this woman heard about the story of her life and Jesus Christ made himself known to her, she made up her mind. She said, yes, this is Christ. I have seen Christ. Because that is a kind of mystery to her. For the son to come and be saying this and that to her. And immediately she believed. Immediately she followed the Lord Jesus Christ. How did she follow? You know, she was proclaiming the name of the Lord. Said, I met the Lord. Can we quickly look at that before coming back to the scripture? Our text. When the Lord Jesus Christ said in verse 18, he said, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that say thou truly. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Her eyes were opened. Our father worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Then said unto her, I that speak unto thee, I am he. You'll be shocked that the Messiah is the one talking to me. She was shocked. And immediately, if you read from verse 34, okay? Hallelujah. Let me leave that. It says 26, says, I that speak unto thee, I am he. And immediately the woman dropped her water pot and went out in verse 29. Says, come see a man which told me all the things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. She proclaimed. Because the Lord Jesus Christ spoke the story of her life and gave her an assurance that, okay, this is where you should worship. These are the things that you must do. You know, the Jews, they didn't believe that they can serve in any other place. They believed that their worship was just on that mountain, that Jerusalem, no more. But when Jesus Christ opened the eyes of this woman, she was able to tell other people that this is Christ. May the Lord Jesus Christ reveal himself to you freely in the name of Jesus. So being a new creature in Christ means that your eyes must be opened. If your eyes are not opened, you will not be able to follow the Lord Jesus Christ fully. As a new creature, we are to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord. A new man must be filled. It's talking about your growth process. Something new is something that is unique. That means there was an old thing and a new thing, a refreshed thing. A new light, a new unveiling. So there was an unveiling. It was when your eyes are opened, when your understanding are opened, when your knowledge are opened, that is when you'll be able to receive the power of God. You cannot receive it without understanding. We cannot receive it without knowing what the Lord has spoken in the past. It says that in Acts 1:8 says that you shall be filled with power, after which the Holy Ghost will come upon you. That is the benefit of being a new person in Christ. You receive a new thing, things that you have not received before, things that you have not known how to do before. A change, a transformation will take place. Romans chapter 12 verse 2 talks about transformation. Romans 12 chapter 2. Romans 12 verse 2. It says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. If your eyes are not opened, if you don't have understanding, you cannot come even to the perfect will of the Lord. We are talking about a new man in Christ. A new man will receive understanding, will receive power by the renewing of your mind. Your minds are not just renewed for fun. Your minds are renewed to receive. So renew a thing is that you are reestablishing a thing. You are making some things new. It has been in the old form, but a touch comes to it. That is what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. A new touch, a new life, a new thing begin to happen. Hallelujah. When you have a new life, when you have a new thing, it says that you'll be able to prove what things that are good. That means that your judgment, your thinking about the things of God, about the things of this life, about the things of the Spirit, you'll be able to judge. Many a times we walk, you know, with our eyes closed. We just do things anyhow. Things that are not pleasing us to the Lord. Verse 1 talks about doing things that are pleasing and acceptable to the Lord. But if your eyes are not open, if your minds are not renewed, you will not be able to do things that are acceptable. You will not be able to do things that are right before God. Hallelujah. So I want us to look at things that God gives to us when our mind, all the things that God gives to us when our mind are renewed, when our mind receives the power and the life of Christ. One major thing is this eternal life. It's eternal life. John 3:3. Then Jesus answered and said unto him, Very, very, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And verse 16 talks about, say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Your belief gives you this eternal life. Your belief, the renewal of your mind gives you eternal life in Christ. And we have heard it severally about eternal life, that eternal life is not something that we will get in future. Eternal life is what we are experiencing now, what we have now, what we do in the Lord. With this eternal life in us, we will not be barren. Will not be barren. We walk as children that has the life of Christ in us. We do things that are pleasing. Ephesians 4:24 talks about all these things that we as believers, as children of God, who has a new life, things that we need to live with, things that are newly created in us, things that the Lord has worked in us. We have all this, says that we should put on things. Some things, those are the eternal things. Those are the things that the Lord himself will look at us and then he accepts us the way that he has made us even to be. Can we quickly look at that? Ephesians chapter 4. My time is almost gone. Ephesians chapter 4. Hallelujah. So I said that we have eternal life. And I've said that we need to renew our minds. And here we are told that for us, even in renewal of mind, in working eternal purposes of God, that we put on these things. Verse 24 says, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have no gift, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mind, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Hallelujah. We are talking about the new man, and I said about eternal life. Anyone that has eternal life, all these negative things must not be. It must not be. It's a life of Christ in us. And as a child of God, all these things must be put away. Because we are saying that we are new people, a new man, a new spirit, a new thought, a new hope. And all these things must be done away with. Because we have the life of Christ living in us. I can't just imagine saying ill about my neighbor. Some don't even care. Some give slanderous things about people around them. Because they want maybe acceptance, or maybe that person has done one thing or the other, even to him or her. And that they'll talk ill of that person. Also says verse 26, that we should not be angry and sin not. Remember, we are coming from a life, and that we should not remain in that life. We should take up the life of Christ as a new person, as a new created being. We are new creature in Christ. All things are passed away. Anger is something of old. Lying is something of old. Stealing is something of old. And giving place to the devil or doing things contrary to the will of God. You know, I thought of that giving place to the devil. Someone comes from your family and tell you that You know, there is one Baba there. As a child of God, you don't need it. You don't need it. You are a new creature in Christ. You have a new life in Christ. There are other things that a new man must possess. A new man must be ready to walk with the Lord. A new man must be ready to walk with the things of the Spirit. A new man must be ready to serve and be ready to give. Your service or your giving in the house of the Lord it shows that you are a follower of Christ. It shows that you are a lover of Christ. It shows that you are not empty. You have a life in you. You have Christ in you. You are a new person. All things must be passed away. All things must be done away. We don't give room to the devil. You don't allow anything, corrupt communication, talks about corrupt communication, that means you are talking ill of others. You are saying things against the name of the Lord. Those are corrupt things that must be done away with. Our essence as children of God is to edify. We edify ourselves. We edify the body. We edify. You build. Says we should build ourselves in the most holy faith. You build yourself. To edify is to build. Some of us, we are called for an assignment. Assignments as leaders, assignments as pastors, assignments as evangelists. What are you doing with that? A new man in Christ will run with it and will make it even in doing that which God has called him or her to do. Hallelujah. Says that verse 30 says, grieve not the Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. A new man in Christ will possess what is right and what is good. Be kind one to another. Many are not kind. Many are not kind. It says, be kind one to another. Be tender hearted. Many are finding it difficult even to surrender, to submit, to release themselves. A new person in Christ will be able to should be able to do these things easily by the presence and the Spirit of the Lord. Says, Christ has done it before. He has forgiven. Christ has given us grace even to do this. And we shall be able to do it successfully in the name of Jesus. May the Lord help us as we have become new people, even in the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Can we stand to our feet as we begin to bless the Lord? It says, you are a new creature. You are a new creature in Christ. It says, all things are passed away. All things are become new. Those things that are new in my life, oh Lord God, I pray that it will be permanent. It will be permanent. To serve the Lord will be permanent. To give to the Lord, it will be permanent. In the name of Jesus, to hear instruction, to be obedient, oh Lord God, let this, oh Lord God, let it be in me. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you will help us even to do away with things that does not have eternal value. We pray, oh Lord God, that you help us even to do away with bitterness. We ask, oh Lord God, that you help us even to do away, oh Lord, with unrighteousness. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you help us even to do away with things that are not holy. Things that are not pure. Things that are not right. Things that will not make us even to be right before you. Things that will not make us even to be a real man. Even in Christ. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will help us even to stand right. In the name of Jesus, help us, O Lord. Help us, O Lord, that we will see ourselves being renewed. That we are not just believers. We are not just followers. We are not just born again. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.